right, how was your weekend? Mine included getting some sunburn out playing volleyball. A lot of action, actually. We had family gatherings Friday. Friday, would you believe we were at our, really, it was a delayed Mother's Day gathering. Yes, I know, on June 5th. But that's the reality on my wife's side of the family. Both at McDonough Park then, and then also on Sunday with a graduation party for our friend Hunter Stage. And so, great being there. And playing Ultimate Frisbee at least a little bit both days. So that was interesting because my brother-in-law, Doug, and his two sons have been in a league, I guess, in River Falls on Sundays. And then on Saturday, volleyball was a big part of it at the Series Strong fundraiser in Exlin, where I guess they have Trout Fest. But anyhow, the Exlin Rod and Gun Club. And in memory of Siri Basham, the wonderful 16-year-old. And so... great turnout for it, and again, got a chance to play volleyball, get sunburn. Our team did their best. Thanks for taking me in. You know, volleyball is a great chance to be humbled because all sorts of ways that you can mess up on your serve, on your bump, on your set, on your attempt for a spike. Not a lot of those from me. And so, anyhow, just trying to work. But great, great, trying to work together as a team. So... anyway, it was a good event. We had the cookie judging. I'll tell you what, though, kind of a sugar high when you take a bite of 9 terrific cookies. But I brought remnants of many of them home to share some with my wife. Did that alongside Jason Gray and some of the others. And then Jason got to listen in on a Q&A he was a part of. And then his two-hour concert. It was just a dream concert for everybody there knows that. I mean, no intermission. Just 2 hours of Jason interacting with those in attendance and enjoying so many of his wonderful songs. So put that on your calendar for next year. I think they've already got the Presence Band slated to join them. In the meantime, today in history, it is June 8th, 159th day of the year. It just keeps trucking right along. And this is the day in 1969 that the New York Yankees retired Mickey Mantle's number 7.
I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle, his number getting retired, remembering Lou Gehrig. And finally, the former Yankee first baseman played in 2,130 consecutive games. I read this Devo from Bob Goff, Live in Grace, Walk in Love on Saturday. It was great. It was called The People with the Greatest Love, Not the Most Information Will Influence Us to Change. Today, though, is June 8th. The teachers I've learned the most from didn't think they were teaching me. They just thought we were friends. John 4:29, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? Goff says in certain circles, witnessing means approaching total strangers and asking them very personal questions about what they thought would happen when they died. Maybe you've been approached by someone doing this and it threw you on your heels for a second. Even if you follow Jesus, it can feel a little strange to be accosted by a stranger with an agenda, no matter what they're selling, even if it's eternal life. Goff says, once I became a lawyer, I found out what witnesses actually do. Witnesses are called to the stand to tell people what they saw and heard and experienced. They give details about how they experienced what was being testified to. They don't take the stand to say what it all means. This is left to the experts. Goff says, I started to wonder if that's what Jesus meant when he told us to bear witness of him by simply telling people what we've seen and heard. Bearing witness to the story of Jesus can happen in any form and in any place, but it seems to happen best when we have relationships of trust with people. We don't have to gain a bunch of knowledge and figure out all the answers before we share our thoughts about our faith. God invites us to let people know what we've seen and heard and experienced. We're all amateurs, not experts when it comes to faith. Goff says the teachers I've learned the most from didn't think they were teaching me and they didn't claim to be experts. They just thought we were friends. They didn't come at me with a step-by-step plan to move me in a certain direction or talk me into faith. They just told me what they had seen and heard and experienced firsthand. So he closes by saying, if you have to choose between being a teacher or being a friend, be a friend. We bear witness to an immense God by being the most authentic version of ourselves. Today's question, who in your life needs you to bear witness to God's love by being a true friend? Get those celebrations to us, wib.com/celebrations, wib.com/celebrations, whatever you're celebrating. Here's one left over from Friday, posted at 7:10 in the morning from our buddy Randy Vandaloo, because he says Friday was his 50th wedding anniversary to his wonderful wife, Bev. Randy and Bev, happy 50th wedding anniversary. Belated to you. Fantastic. Hey, just got in here. Might as well say hi. Scott Juvie is sitting in for Caleb today and Wednesday. Dawson will be in on Friday. Caleb on Tuesday and Thursday as he helps out with the games at the Vacation Bible School going on at Providence Baptist Church there in Rice Lake. So, Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. And my highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, we'll share ours.
We have to wait?
We have to wait. What we do typically is, after 7:15, Caleb gets here at 7. We get here at 7:15. So after that, we'll do it. But we're trying to listen. Mm-hmm. More listener highlights. Our record was 12. We've got one so far, so we got some moving to do if we're going to get any more.
All right.
But we will.
I'll zip my lip right now. Okay.
But one of our highlights of today is the neighbor's food truck is out here.
I just rolled by him on the way into the parking lot. That is a nice-looking food truck.
Yeah, it is.
And it's all about coffee, the way it looks like with this one, and outreach, which that is so fantastic. Yeah. So I'm all about coffee, and I'm all about outreach. So this is going to be great.
All right, WWIB, what was your highlight of the weekend? Let us know in your own voice, 715-396-1670. 396-1670 here at WWIB.
Good morning. Oh, we had such a full weekend. Got to have a family reunion with my siblings and all of their kids and grandkids. It was nice. We got to meet our great niece now. So that was nice. She was just a tiny little thing. And so, yeah, that was our highlight of the day. I did get to stop in at the grad party. My Mark says he saw you there. I'm sorry I missed you, but it was nice to pop in there and wish a happy graduation to Hunter. So, yeah, that was our highlight.
All right. Thank you very much, Vicki. 715-396-1670. What was your highlight of the weekend?
Good morning, Mark. This weekend, this is Mike from Barron. Weekend we went to Reedsville and visited relatives, and they have a house on a lake. It was a lot of fun, and then we also biked 27 miles, and that's kind of a record for us. We don't have e-bikes, just a regular bike, so we were pretty tired, but it was a good adventure.
All right, thanks, Mike. I know where Reedsburg is, but Reedsville, not as familiar, so thanks for sharing that. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We've got a food truck out in front today, don't we, Scott?
Yes, we do, and they have so many great specials with coffee drinks out there, Mark. And
It's called Neighbors.
It's called Neighbors. And by the way, I don't know, I'm the new guy.
Yeah.
And she gave me mine right away, and she said, but I think they're making yours up extra special.
Oh.
And they're going to hand deliver it to you here in just a moment. So just so you know.
Probably because my wife taught Liz first grade. At Christ
right?
Lutheran. Yes,
okay.
Liz was a first grader.
All
so
right.
She'll forever be at least partially a first grader in my mind. But she is a full-grown married woman who is with her husband teaming up on the Neighbors.
Yeah. And they're going to be out here till 1 o'clock today,
right.
I believe, right here at the WIB parking lot.
Right.
You want me to talk about some of these great specials they have out there?
Sure.
Goodness gracious. Caramel and marshmallow iced macchiato. Toffee drizzle and mini marshmallows. Does that make you salivate in the morning a little bit? Oh, my goodness. They have a coffee drink called Dorothy. Our play on the viral dot cake latte, cupcake and strawberry iced latte, strawberry drizzle, vanilla cold foam, hundreds and thousands of sprinkles.
Wow.
Something called Two Spoons, creamy cold brew, frosted mint cold brew, and dark chocolate drizzle and vanilla sweet cream swirled in. Two more, if you want me to run through them.
Okay.
Blue Razzmatazz. White Monster Ultra and Berry Blue Planet Energy and Blue Raspberry and a splash of lemonade. And then pink drink, the strawberry acai lemonade. Is that how you say it, Mark? I've heard it pronounced many different ways.
Yeah.
Acai. It's A-C-A-I. Somebody will probably call and tell us how to pronounce it. It's a lemonade, natural energy boost from green coffee, strawberry drizzle, and strawberry pieces.
Hmm.
So all kinds of good mixes of drinks.
Very good. All right. So stop by. A lot of great options there as you're looking to get your day started. All right. We want to do the highlight of the weekend. What was yours?
Brewers sweep the Rockies. Come on. I mean, we did it in sports. The guy with the broom up in the air, and he had a Colorado shirt on.
Oh, wow.
But he was holding a broom up in the air with the Brewers beating the Rockies over the weekend.
That's a good highlight. I was up in Exland for the Series Strong fundraiser. They invited me months ago. because to judge a cookie contest, because the late Siri Basham, she battled osteosarcoma, which took her life at age 16, much too young. I mean, she enjoyed baking cookies a lot, and so and had other passions, volleyball, and so we had a cookie judge.
Nice.
Jason Gray and I were among the judges.
What?
And, I mean, they took this seriously. You had 9 different cookies we had to take a bite of, and then you had 5 different categories of evaluation.
Yeah.
They wanted number judgments, and so that was a lot of cookies. And I brought home parts, though, after a while. These are good. And then also, though, I mean, the Q&A with Jason, his two-hour concert, no intermission, just wonderful interaction with the audience. And, you know, we're huge Jason Gray fans on this show.
So. You betcha. And I see he's on a big tour now heading into the summer, and he must have, like, kicked it off then with you guys up north, kind of, or what?
Yeah, he had been on Alaska Friday night with us there last night. I know he's off to, like, Vacaville, California, too. So, yeah, he's well-traveled. So,
nice.
Good morning, WWIB friends. This is Julie Smith from Eau Claire. The highlight of my weekend was singing with the collective choir at the Labyrinth at Phoenix Park on Saturday. Our collective arts dancers got to dance. It was a beautiful day and just a great opportunity to share the love of God with others at Phoenix Park. So, thanks.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. We've been asking you what was your highlight of the weekend. We still welcome that, 715-396-1670. We're not on a record-setting pace this morning. We have heard from Vicky in Eau Claire, Mike in Barron, Julie in Eau Claire. So 12 was the most highlights we ever got. You know, maybe people just didn't have the greatest weekend or didn't have a bunch of highlights. But again, it doesn't have to. It could be short, sweet, to the point. 715-396-1670. We shared ours earlier. Yours was the Brewers sweeping the Rockies, and mine was the Jason Gray event and the Series Strong fundraiser.
And can I throw in just one more?
Please do.
So I'm living in Altoona with my dad here for a couple of months, and I got to see the Cinder City Days Parade, all 15 minutes of it. It's a quick parade, but it's the highlight of Altoona's year. I know that it is. And there was a One Fest mini truck promoting One Fest at the Cinder City Days Parade, which was very cool, and they were playing some great music. So
fantastic. All right, yeah, it's coming every single day, getting closer, July 31st to August 2nd. Get your tickets, wib.com/OneFest, wib.com/OneFest. All right, so anyhow, yes, you did play a little rapid fire. That was a warm-up, so you're not totally surprised by this, but we want to get to know you because you're going to be a regular on Saturdays, and you're going to be on a lot of middays here.
Yeah, for the summer.
Yeah,
you bet.
Fantastic. Any chance we could persuade you into staying longer? All right, well.
I knew that was coming.
All right, 60 seconds. Let's get it set on the clock. You know how it works. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Extrovert or introvert?
Both.
Okay. What's your favorite city?
Altoona.
What's your favorite movie?
Princess Bride.
Aha. Uh-huh. Hear you on that one. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Mint chip.
Hmm. What type of music are you into?
Christian and oldies.
Best vacation you ever took?
Was to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hmm. What's one hobby you enjoy?
I enjoy pickleball.
Hmm. What's the last thing you read?
It would have been the Bible.
Do you have a favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show, Law and Order.
Is there one podcast you enjoy?
One podcast? I'm not a podcaster at all.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food, pizza, all time.
All right. What's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
Somebody smiling at me.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Do not like stinky garbage.
Do you like raisins?
Yes.
Coconut?
Yes.
Mushrooms?
Yes.
And lastly, we always ask this question. I already heard your answer, but does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely, 100% yes. Thanks. With the Canadian bacon. I don't know if I would just ever eat a pineapple pizza per se.
No.
It's got to have the Canadian bacon with it.
There you go. There you go. You did a great job. I'll have to tally it up. I don't know if it's quite 17, but we answered a lot. Again, it's the answering quickly if the questioner can just spit it out, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're double digits for sure. WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show, and this is a new change here at WWIB. Starting today, the neighbor's food truck is outside on Mondays from 6 to 1. And Michelle, you just are the latest to come in with your drink. What do you got?
I did. I just stopped in there because I had to, of course. So every Monday, it's going to be a very sweet, sweet Monday. I look forward to coming in. So I just picked up the goodness gracious, minus the marshmallows. Here's what's in it. Caramel, iced macchiato, toffee drizzle, and ice, I guess.
Yeah.
It is so good.
They got a bunch of ice drinks. And yes. So that's stop yes. and see us. People are doing it here this morning. And you can plan for that to be your Monday stop.
It will be. Yep. There's some sweets there, too. I see some cookies uh-huh. that look wonderful.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it. And Scott and I enjoying our beverages as mm-hmm. well here. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, Halvo and Scott. Scott Juvie in for Caleb today. 66 degrees, weather bottom of the hour. And, you know, going way back, I knew Earl Gillespie in Milwaukee mm-hmm. as a TV anchor.
Okay.
That name rings a bell at all.
A little bit, yep.
He passed a number of years ago. But he was he did play-by-play sports of the old Milwaukee Braves, who won it all in 1957, took the Yankees in 7. But one of his calls...
You need me to step in here, Mark? You're having a hard time over there.
He would say, holy cow, apparently.
Yes.
And so that is something kind of an expression. And so in that regard, we have a list of some things. Some of these I've heard. Some of them I've never heard before.
Okay.
So are we ready to go?
I am not. I'm sorry. I'm totally... You're catching me off guard today.
Okay, bits and breaks.
Okay, there we go. I got it. Yeah. I got it. All right. Finally, I scrolled down to the right one.
I know, for instance, Dick Enberg, longtime play-by-play guy, a number yeah. of things, but he would say, oh, my.
Okay.
And that was something even when he started at Indiana University. So we've got a list here. Besides holy cow and oh, my, what are exclamations that people come out with when they're surprised?
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Here's another. Holy moly.
Good grief.
Heavens to Betsy.
For crying out loud. I heard that one a lot right. growing up.
Someone else says, well, I'll be.
Cheese and rice.
And this one I've never really heard. Good night, nurse.
So, some of these, it's like, I'm not sure where they came up with these from, but I like some of mine that I've made up over the years. Holy bajoli. Holy macatoli. It's just because I like to rhyme, you know.
Okay. There is a family member who used to, but I don't hear it as much, just say, oh, rats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big yeah. time. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, what is an exclamation you use or you hear other people use?
Good morning, WWIB. I have a couple of things to add to what we sometimes say. I'm not just good grief. I'm good grief, Charlie Brown. And one of the big ones around my household, which this is totally going to give away my age. What you talking about, Willis? Anyways, I hope y'all have a great day. Happy Monday.
What you talk about, Willis?
Oh, yeah.
What you talk about?
Gary Coleman.
Oh, that was one of my favorite shows growing up, have to say.
Yeah, there you go. You're on WWIB. And I want to just say that, little disclaimer, the movie quiz we did, those were new questions this morning. So they were not ones I was exposed to last week. So that was...
It was off the cuff then. You were trying your hardest.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. On WWIB, where we... Our family on the Whip Wake Up Show. And in fact, is this what you were talking about right here?
What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, Mark and Caleb, it's Aaron Lidner here. Just wanted to, give a shout out on something. And it's, we celebrated the retirement for Pastor Mark Schultz and Lynette Schultz after 40 years of serving Peace Church. He had his retirement party this weekend. So just a little shout out for the spotlight there and recognition for all his years of service to ministry and all he's done for our area. And same with Lynette and all for Bible studies and things she's led in our area.